Ocho Rios is currently undergoing major transformation with the phased implementation of a $400 million enhancement project. We focus on that in this edition of Tourism Roundup and in our No Jamaica feature, Belfield Great House.
This is my appeal, Jamaica. Give blood for it.
Give blood and give the gift of life. So safe, you don't have to think twice. Do what you can for one another.
Yeah, ma.
Be a hero, be a blood donor.
Yeah, yeah, me people, watch it.
Give blood.
For your sister and your brother, save the life of another. You might never know.
Give blood.
As you love a life, you love many people. One blood, the father says so.
One
sign up to them. Be a blood donor. Many people, one blood.
By October next year, the resort town of Ocho Rios in St. Anne should be significantly transformed, making it more aesthetically appealing. This as major work is now underway in the area. The Turtle River Road and Ocho Rios Cruise Terminal are two major focus areas under the initiative. The work will also include major reconstruction of the Turtle River Road between the pier and Main Street.
We're going to be upgrading the pier, the buildings, the parking, all of that within the area. We're going to put shops and different things so that we're closer to what we have at Falmouth. Similar types of designs. The Turtle River Road, which is a road that leads up to Main Street, is going to be totally pedestrianized, landscaped, redone.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. The promenade, which runs from the pier to Main Street and west along Main Street back to Turtle River Road, will be upgraded under another phase of the renovation project.
The promenade, which at present is an enclosed promenade, all of that is going to be opened up, landscaped, lifted. It's going to be beautiful because it brings everything into sort of loop that you now have. Just you can walk, you can tour. It gives them that ability and will really enhance Ocho Rios as a resort town.
At the end of the project, Ocho Rios will be a magnificent town, pulling visitors and locals to bask in its beauty on public holidays or at their leisure.
I'm trying to take them on a journey, but they have to look up and say, hey, I want to be down there. So you have those things and get some people on stilts and the attractions and like music and so forth, and they'll come far more than they do now.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. In our No Jamaica feature, Belfield Great House. Belfield Great House captures the essence of Jamaica's plantation-rich history, expansive views, tropical gardens, and an unforgettable mansion complete with antique furnishings and classic family heirlooms. This exciting explosion of island life is located on the privately owned Barnett Estate. Visitors are transported back in time as they explore the 300-year-old Great House and enjoy the breathtaking view of the 3,000-acre estate. After which, they are treated with a sample of freshly pressed cane juice, age-old rums, spicy jerk chicken, and coconut milk.
Hi, I'm Shaggy. It pains my heart to listen to news and hear all the big man them, and even the woman them, trampling on the rights of our children to a life free from fear and violence. We cannot continue to shoot children, neglect them, or turn them into girlfriends, boyfriends, or baby mother. That's not right. Allow our children to feel protected and safe. Everybody under the age of 18 is a child. Parents and guardians, I want you to watch over your children and to listen to them. Sometimes the person abusing your child is somebody you know. Let's join hands for the youth. Don't betray their trust and provide them with a safe environment.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.